T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Wichita's nationally recognized Marconi Awarded radio show. This is Steve and Tad on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning, Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward. 6:30 now here on this Thursday morning, and a chilly 10 degrees with a wind chill of 8 below. The Kansas Highway Patrol says several children suffered minor injuries when a school bus rolled onto its side near Emporia. Patrol Lieutenant David Hundley says 36 students, two teachers, a chaperone, and the driver were on the bus when it went into a ditch off a slushy Kansas Turnpike Wednesday morning, about 14 miles south of Emporia. 17 children were taken to a hospital in Newton for treatment. The bus was carrying students from Park Elementary School in Wichita. The students were on their way to Topeka for a field trip.
An 18-year-old woman and two men in their 20s were arrested for a crime spree in Wichita late Tuesday morning into the afternoon. The highway robbery occurred west of Seneca and McCormick. One of the suspects approached a 50-year-old man at a business asking for work. While they were speaking, the other two suspects came up from behind the victim. One of the suspects reported to be armed with a rifle. Police officer Charlie Davidson says the suspects demanded money and property.
The victim was struck in the head with the rifle, causing, fortunately, only minor injuries. The victim's wallet and cell phone were taken, and the suspects fled in a 2007 Black Ford Fusion. The victim's credit cards began to be used in the area immediately.
Tracking down the stolen credit cards, police were able to locate the suspects in a car in southeast Wichita near Pawnee and Rock. At first, the driver would not pull over, leading to a pursuit that ended near Kellogg and Edgemore. At that location, all three suspects were arrested for aggravated robbery. A fake rifle was also located in association with this case.
The squabble over President Trump's proposed budget for the 2021 fiscal year continues.
President Trump's $4.8 trillion budget calls for spending more on defense and space while assuming tax cuts will be extended. It slashes foreign aid and would seek to reduce growth of Medicare, Medicaid, and food stamps. The House Speaker has preferred taking swipes at President Trump's blueprint.
Once again, this president is demonstrating how little he values the good health, financial security, and well-being of hardworking American families.
But the House GOP leader notes Democrats have not bothered to create their own.
I wonder if the Speaker will actually propose eliminating the Budget Committee because they have no work to do in this new majority of not producing a budget itself.
Democrats argue with the two-year budget agreement signed into law by President Trump last year, setting spending caps, there is no need.
Fox's Mike Emanuel with that report from Capitol Hill.
Confusion over a hat brings on an alleged assault.
Daniel Sprague of Staten Island was celebrating his 50th birthday with his wife and friends at a bar in Nashville when a woman suddenly spun him around and punched him in the face. While he was wearing a red baseball cap, it did not have Make America Great Again on the front. Instead, it read Make 50 Great Again. Sprague, who is a supporter of President Trump, filed a police complaint against the woman. He ended up with a gash on his cheek, but was otherwise okay. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
After 78 years, the remains of a Kansas man killed at Pearl Harbor have been identified.
U.S. Navy Fireman First Class Rex Wise will be buried in April near his home in South Haven, near the state's southern border with Oklahoma. The Defense POW/MIA Accounting Agency announced that Wise was accounted for in the fall of last year. The U.S. Navy base of Pearl Harbor was attacked without warning by the Japanese Air Force on the morning of December 7th, 1941. More than 2,000 servicemen were killed and a large part of the U.S. fleet destroyed. The attack caused the U.S. to join the war effort. Wise was a 21-year-old serving aboard the USS Oklahoma when torpedoes struck the ship, killing 429 people on board. This salute to service is brought to you by Jimmy's Family Diner. We invite you to read more stories about veterans and active military. Just search the menu on our webpage at knssradio.com. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
And now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. You'll certainly want the extra heavy coat on the way out the door, and there may be some slippery spots on the road as you drive into work. Clouding up today with a high 22, the wind chill running at 5 to 10 below zero. Could even see a few flurries at times. Otherwise, clearing tonight, Tarlo 9, and then sunny, windy, and 37 on Friday, 52 Saturday. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now, partly cloudy, we have a north wind gusting to 25 miles per hour, 10 degrees.
Ooh.
The wind chill is 8 below. Huh. Brutally cold out there.
Yes, it is.
I don't know, the kids are out there at the bus stops. Oh, that sounds dangerous. We do have, several schools in the area not having classes today, Ted. Valley Center, Newton, Sedgwick, and some others around the area. Yeah, we do have the list of closings on our webpage, knssradio.com, if you're interested in that. So, yeah, some of the people, they've just decided to cash it in today and not do school. It is going to be brutal. It's awful out there. Wow. Interesting, this bus accident we just talked about on the kids from Wichita. Nobody seriously injured. That was good.
Thank goodness.
More or less a slide off and a lean over.
Ugh.
But, yeah, it's a...
Well, it wasn't a lean. It was on its side.
Well,
tipped all the way over.
Side, yeah. So they were lucky to get out of that without serious injuries. They were going to Topeka on that road on a field trip. Not a good day to go. I mean, yeah, if you look at the conditions, you were going to... maybe it wasn't a good idea to even start. At any rate, they did, and it looks like it's going to have a happy ending. We're coming up in 6:36 here in Steve and Ted. Just a moment here, we're going to talk about with Tom Leffler at Leffler Commodities about what's going on in the markets. This is today is Thursday, February 13th, 2020. On this date in 1861, a day after his birthday, Abraham Lincoln was officially declared winner of the 1860 presidential election as electors cast their ballots. The Electoral College, in effect there, in 1861.
So the election would have been in January.
Yeah. Well, the election of Lincoln, the South said, okay, we're out of here. Well,
yeah, that was certainly the next.
Started it all, or got it going anyway. A lot of things you can call a man who decided to swim from Canada to the U.S. to make sure his homemade books arrive before Christmas. But his lawyer says dangerous isn't one of them. And apparently a judge in Detroit agrees. A federal judge has sentenced Christopher Sagallillo to time served, meaning he can return to Canada after 2 months in U.S. custody. Sagallillo says he had 4 U.S. customers for his books, but he was denied entry at Niagara Falls, New York, so he couldn't deliver them. Said he feared something bad would happen if he didn't deliver the books by Christmas, so... he swam the packages over across the river at the border there. He was arrested just south of Detroit after making the crossing in a wetsuit. Stephen Ted now, KNSS, 6:38 here on this Thursday morning. Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities with us this morning. Good morning, Tom.
Well, good morning, Steve. The live cattle and feeder cattle futures Wednesday traded mostly positive and closed positive. However, most of the cattle contracts scored new lows for the current move to downside early in the session yesterday. Cash cattle trade in Kansas and Texas has been at mostly $119, which is $2 lower than last week. Lean hogs had two-sided trading and closed mixed yesterday with the nearby contracts closing negative. At the close, April live cattle 67 cents higher at 117.85. March feeders up 37 cents at 135.05. And April hogs 45 lower at 63.77. The wheat, corn, and soybean complex all closed positive Wednesday. The March soybeans closed positive for the 8th straight session, but is only 24 cents above its lowest trade of the past almost 9 months. Now, for the second straight session, the Dow, S&P, and NASDAQ scored new all-time record highs yesterday. Now, most all markets are lower overnight as the coronavirus concerns increase as China has confirmed over 15,000 new cases and 254 deaths since the day before. At the moment, March KC wheat 22¾ cents lower at 4.68¼. March corn down a penny and 3/4 at 3.81¼. March soybeans down 2¼ at 8.90¼. March crude oil trading 26 cents lower at $50.90. The April gold's $5.40 higher at 1577. The March S&P 23.5 points lower at 3357. March dollar index 4 cents lower at 98.88. And March Dow Jones futures down 210 points at 29,313. For commodity trading or ag marketing advisory, contact Leffler Commodities on the phone or on the web by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
Sorry about that. I hit the wrong button there, and I couldn't hear you. Hey, listen, so you're in Augusta this morning, and I'm sure it's pretty doggone nice and balmy over there, right?
Oh, sure. About 9 degrees worth.
Oh, you got 9? We've got 10 over here in Wichita, so yeah. How did the snowfall go in Augusta yesterday in Butler County? Did you get a lot?
We probably had somewhere very close to 3 inches.
Oh, did you? Okay.
Yes.
We had, I just checked with the National Weather Service, and officially 2.1 here in Wichita. Of course, as you go around, this, it'll vary from where you go, from actually from one block to the next in some places. But you did okay with that? You didn't have any problems with the digging out or anything like that, then, huh?
No, it wasn't that tough, you know. Patty grumbled just a little bit, but she got it all shoveled.
Oh, she did? Well, good for her. She didn't slip and fall down or anything.
That's exactly right.
Well, and
you know, a lot of it really was melting fairly quickly by the end of the afternoon.
Oh, is that right? Well,
yes.
It's going to refreeze today, I'll tell you. Did you make a snowman or did Patty make a snow person?
No, she didn't, you know.
You know?
I bet you she never even thought about that. It might have been because she was a little bit busy shoveling.
Well, you know, and you're the sensitive type. You were watching from the window just in case anything bad happened, right?
No, I didn't want to do that. That could incite her to throw snowballs at me.
Oh, yeah. Well, things can happen at your house when you make your wife shovel the snow. Bless your heart.
Right.
Thank you, Tom. Appreciate it, sir. Coming up, we've got Don Grant. It's 6:41, by the way, Steve and Ted. Coming up, we got Don Grant, CFP, the Bunny Tracker. And he's going to talk about it is more than just numbers. Don's on the way. Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.